My mind went to the elements today and how the senses feel them. But can all senses feel all elements? For example, can hearing sense earth? On death, air and fire are gone, but water and earth remain. Is this correct? Are these skillful reflections? They're absolutely skillful reflections. I mean, I think any time when we... it depends how much you obsess, but any time that you reflect on things in a way that has us question our experience tends to be useful. And it's helpful to monitor, okay, what does this do to the mind? And how to make it useful and beneficial. So that the... generally, when they speak of the elements, every experience is going to have a mixture of all of the elements, even though sometimes it's very say maybe very small, so that, say, can hearing sense earth? It's more like hearing happens because of the interplay between, say, the earth element of our ear faculty and then the, say, sound waves that come, and then even the sound waves themselves, when you break it down, there's going to be some kind of effect of the... nothing's happening in a void, so there is a mixture of all the elements to greater or lesser degree. And then on death, the air element... it depends when you say gone, because the breath stops, but then the air element is still present, and if one has ever seen over time a dead body, it starts to swell, so that the air element is still there. Fire. Definitely, that fire element is decreasing. Water and earth do remain, but then they're also, they're going to be dissolving. So that it's all in a state of change and flux, they are going through their process of change.